We all hate revisions, and we see them as a personal attack on our creativity. At least that's how I was for many, many years, maybe even like 5 years or so. I just always thought like, oh, clients don't know. Well, in fact, most of the time when they asked for revisions, they were right. Welcome to the Profitable Graphic Designer Podcast, brought to you by Aventive Academy. I'm your host, Katie Sandell. I'm a brand strategist, designer, creative director, and the CEO of a successful six-figure design agency based in Austin, Texas, serving clients worldwide. After mastering the art of building a profitable and sustainable design business, I decided to help you achieve the same success. I teach brand graphic and web design business owners how to attract more clients, increase their pricing, and develop design businesses that provide the financial freedom and time flexibility you've always dreamt of. We offer online programs, courses, and templates that you can use, along with our coaching, accelerator, and mastermind high-touch experiences for creatives. You can learn more about starting and growing your design business at AventiveAcademy.com. But for now, grab a cup of coffee and join me in today's podcast episode. I never thought I would be recording a podcast episode like this one, at least not with this kind of mindset that I have right now. But let's dive straight into this topic that many designers probably don't want to talk about. And I was like that too. I always saw kind of like clients' feedback or revisions as something really bad. And yes, I always try not to have any revisions, but I also want to share how we, as my, you know, branding and design agency, kind of like my team, like how do we handle revisions, how we ask for feedback, what happens when they don't like our designs and things like that. So let's just, you know, kind of like uncover all of that. The first thing that I want to talk about is embracing revisions. So what that means is, let me actually give you an example. So a few weeks ago, we presented a full visual identity to one of our clients and they loved it. Everything was great. But after the call and after they approved everything on the call, they got back to us via email saying that they do not like the icon for the logo. So we just like sat down, me and my team, and figured out what next steps we can take in order to still have a satisfied client, but without redoing everything. When we sat down and looked into the feedback we got, we actually agreed with the client. We actually agreed that the icon is not the best fit for their brand. We actually saw why the client wouldn't like the logo. And I'll give you details. So we presented this logo, that this icon that has infinity sign and it has a door. And we loved it. Like, I really like how it looked. Everything was great. But the feedback was that it's just not for their brand. It's not for their company. And when I looked at it, I saw this icon almost like an icon for a church. Because it had that like door, open door. It had that like infinity, kind of like something forever. It's kind of like longevity. It just like wasn't it. And I 100% agreed after I saw the feedback. You know, sometimes when we are in our designs, in our business, in whatever we do, when it's ours, we sometimes don't see it. We kind of need that third person to come in and tell us like, hey, like, what are you doing in a nicer way, right? I also want to mention that in the past, every time when a client would come back with revisions, I always assumed like their boyfriend or their mom or their brother or sister or cousin came with, you know, with this idea of not liking the logo for some personal reasons. And while that can be true, I want you to know that that's not always the case. And many times their reasons really make sense. When they ask for revisions, instead of seeing that kind of like as an attack on your creativity, just see it as like, how can I improve? How can I actually make something that does look better? Because it can always look better, right? So look into this as an opportunity to refine and improve your design. You know, remember, clients aren't out to get us. Like, they just want the best possible outcome for their project. And we want this too. Now, when it comes to revisions and feedback, effective communication is key, really, when it comes to handling revisions. It's essential to establish clear channels of communication with our clients from the start. We do have a client portal that you can download for free. It's going to be here below in the description of this episode. So in the show notes, feel free to download that client portal. That is how we communicate with our clients. And that is how we go back and forth. So it's not, you know, via email or text or anything like that. And it's amazing. Like, I love it. This is something that we created for my branding and design agency. And then just a week ago or so, I released it to a public and every designer can download it. It's very useful. Feel free to adjust it. And if you don't use Notion, feel free to use the same framework or the same layout if you want to use Trello or Asana or any other platform. The reason why many designers go through many revisions with their clients is because the lack of communication. So many times the client is actually not a problem. The designer is. And I know it's hard to take that and, you know, like, you don't want to be the problem. You want to be the best and you want to provide the designs that, you know, your clients are going to say, like, easily say yes to. And that is possible. But it all goes back to how you are going to communicate with your clients. The client communication starts with when they reach out to you, either that is through a contact form on your website or social media or just directly via email or whatever it is. You have to set the tone for that communication and how you are going to execute the project. So the first things first, you're going to tell them what exactly they can expect from you. You send a proposal, invoice, contract, that's all signed. You're a professional design business owner, right? From there, when you start working with them, and if you're a visual identity designer or if you're a brand designer, I highly suggest you start with the brand strategy, because brand strategy or a questionnaire, if you're not someone who wants to do brand strategy, that is totally fine, but you have to understand the client's needs. And most of the time, not most of the time, like every single time, their needs are not to get a logo design or packaging design or website design. Their needs are to grow their business, to make more sales, to get more customers, to get more leads, to sell more products, to increase their website traffic. You know, their goals are higher and bigger than what we as designers see. You know, we are always thinking like, and they need better label for their product. They need better homepage. They need better fonts. Yes, yes. I totally agree. They do need all of that, but their main goal is to grow their business. So always focus on that. So after you complete the brand strategy or gather enough information from the client about their target audience, about their mission, vision, core values, tone of voice, how they need to sound to others in order to increase sales or leads or increase revenue for their business, then you're going to start working on the visuals. When you're working on the visuals, I want you to always think, how am I going to explain this to the client? What is the reason behind me choosing this font, this color, this shape, this icon, whatever it is that you're working on, this website section or whatever? And if you don't know how to explain that, maybe you should move away from that design, or you have to figure out how to explain it again. And then when presenting your designs to the client, don't start from this is a logo, like black on a white background. No, you start with the strategy or with the reasoning behind. You start with a verbal explanation, you started with the text. Let's call it text before you show the visuals. So to give you an example, right now we are working with one client who, so basically they have medicine for dogs. And I'm not starting with like, hey, this is your logo, these are your colors, this is your brand book. No, I'm starting with like, so your ideal clients are these and they are looking for this and they would love to see something like this. And when I'm talking, so what they would like to see, I'm talking about how the brand needs to sound to the potential buyers. So we want them to think of, you know, a trustful brand that people see as like not an expense, but they're buying something for their pets. They want their pets to live longer, this and that. So I'm going into that first. And then I'm showing the logo and saying, so that's why we created this simple logo that symbolizes this and that. And that matches the strategy behind. And so I'm kind of like always connecting it and going back into that circle of, this is why we designed this icon or this logo or this website, whatever it is that you as a designer offer. It's very important for client to understand it from the start so that they don't have any subjective opinion, so that they don't have, oh, I don't like this purple, or, oh, I don't like this shape, it reminds me of this and that. Like, no, we want them to see your designs as objective as possible. We want them to see it as almost like a third party, almost like they're not the decision makers. Because if we present something to them and they start seeing it as like, oh, I like it or I don't like it, it's not going to work. We want them to see it, will my ideal client like it? And will this work for my business? Before we continue with this podcast episode, I just want to quickly remind you that if you're a design business owner whose dream is to have a successful and profitable career so you can enjoy the freedom and flexibility that comes with it, then I have something for you. The Profitable Designer Program is my signature 12-week system that will help you improve your business, sign amazing, high-paying clients, and truly achieve your financial and lifestyle goals. Visit AventiveAcademy.com/profit to check if you can join us now or if we are currently not accepting more designers into the program. In that case, you will be able to join the waitlist and be the first to know when we open the doors again. Now, we'll go back to the episode in a second, but I just want to add that designers who completed the program were able to sign five-figure design clients, 10 times their pricing, reach six figures and beyond, make $20,000 per month while working only a few hours a week, and more. Here is what Julia said.
It really has everything you could ever ask for to build a six-figure business that will allow you to have financial freedom. And that's why I personally did it. Like, I wanted that flexibility.
So if you want to be my next success story and achieve results like these, visit AventiveAcademy.com/profit. Now, let's go back to the episode. The other thing is embracing revisions. And I know I already mentioned this at the beginning of this podcast episode, but what I mean by that is when I present a logo design, or when my brand designer basically presents the logo design or website, and I'm always on the call, but they present it so that I can look into my clients' faces. It's funny, like I do that all the time. So when we are presenting something, we schedule a Zoom call. And then like last Monday, my brand designer was walking them through the reasoning behind every single design she did and like absolutely everything. Like she was presenting, right? So she had a full presentation and was going like slide by slide. And I'm just like looking into the screen, looking into their faces. I think we had like six or seven people from their team, from my client's team. And so I'm just like following their faces and looking what they think about it, how they take in like the information. And it's very important to like read people's faces, but that's now a different topic. However, when you're presenting your visuals, your designs, you can always say, and we allow for revisions in case you don't resonate with this color choice or this and that, like you can say first, hey, we do offer revisions, as mentioned, you know, in the proposal or in the contract, we offer, let's say, 2 rounds of revisions. And from there, oh, I also want to mention one more thing. And that is that, you know, someone asked me, how many logo designs or how many visual identities, like how many options do you provide to a client? And I'm like, one. We provide one solution to their one problem. It's always one logo, one color palette, one font, or, you know, sometimes we have like multiple fonts for different things. Like one font is for their tagline, one font is for their website, one font is, you know, things like that. But it's always like we design one brand. We don't give them options to choose from. If they don't like it, which literally has never happened. Actually, it happened only once, and that was like 4 or 5 years ago when the client came back and said, oh, I really don't like the typography. I really don't like the logo. And I was like, okay, I can see that. Not fully. I don't agree with you, but give me a couple of days and maybe we can find something else. And then we actually completely redesigned the logo. But again, this happened like only once, and I've been in this business like past 9-10 years. So, you know, it's not something that happens often. And I completely redesigned her logo. It took me like 15 minutes because I got really good feedback from her. And I sent her examples and I was like, so I'm planning on doing something like this. And then I sent her like 10 different logos. And I'm like, does that work for you? And she said, yes, I love these 10 logos. I want something like that. And then I designed the typography logo and sent it to her. She approved it. That was it. Again, it happened like only once. So the last project that I talked about, so not the pet medicine, but the other one that I can't share yet, but basically it's kind of like a wellness center. And so that wellness center, when we presented the logo, we present like one logo, one font, like everything, and they just didn't like the icon. So now we are working on redesigning the icon. As mentioned, like I totally agreed with them. I don't like the icon either after I got that feedback. So, you know, revisions are really not a bad thing. It's not that that icon that we provided wouldn't work for them. It definitely would. But what we have right now, 5 days later, resonates better with their target audience. It's going to look better as a sign. It's going to work better for their business. And like, it's really good, like really, really good. I know, you know, we are presenting it today. I mean, by the time I release this podcast episode, it's going to be like a couple of weeks, like 2 weeks ago from today when you're listening to this podcast episode. And I know they're going to approve it. I can even like, just ask me. Feel free to DM me on Instagram and ask me what happened. But yeah, I just like love the new icon. And I totally think that it was this collaboration between us. And when I say us, I mean my branding and design agency. So me and my team and my client and their team. It was literally this work together collaboration. You know, in the past, I would see me on one side of the table and clients on the other side, versus now we are all sitting down around like a round table talking and figuring out how we can help this brand grow. It doesn't matter that that's their brand, that I work for them or with them. Like it's really, we are all working on this one brand and growing that brand and providing like amazing designs and visuals for this brand so that it can grow. Now, what happens when you get feedback or clients requesting revisions when you don't agree with them? That means that either you didn't explain the reasons behind your designs well, maybe there is no reason. Sometimes we provide visuals that look really good, but it's very hard to explain and justify, so clients don't understand it. Like you really have to figure out how to minimize those revisions by providing context, by providing explanation, and like really having a really good brief before you even start designing everything. So, you know, it's really on you to explain what you want and why you did it to the client. And I know we sometimes have like bad clients, not we anymore, but as you know, I'm talking in general, like designers, there are bad clients, right? There are clients who try to micromanage. There are clients who want a ton of revisions. But again, I think it goes down to the process and how you are leading this process of like designing everything and overall, you know, working with a client. So you can definitely minimize revisions through effective briefs and explanations. And I think it really all goes down to, I'm finishing this episode right now, but it really all goes down to how you communicate to the client, how you communicate with them, how you explain everything, how you collaborate with them, and how you all work together on providing the right solution for them. And at the end of the day, you just have to figure out how you're going to educate your clients. They don't know what they don't know. So don't be, you know, like angry and mad and like don't feel offended when they're asking for revisions or feedback or when they just want to know more about why you chose this font, why these colors, or if they ask, hey, instead of this dark gray, can we do dark brown? No, like, don't be offended. It's not like you selected the wrong color. They just don't understand it. Or maybe you did select the wrong color, but then that's on you, right? So yeah, just like really embrace these revisions and feedback. You will come up with something that's better, or you will figure out how to better communicate with your clients so that they understand what you designed for them and why. Thanks for tuning in to the Profitable Graphic Designer podcast. But wait, before you go, if you enjoyed this podcast episode and want a chance to access one of our online courses for free, simply leave us a review on Apple Podcasts. Each month, one lucky reviewer gets to pick a course as a token of our appreciation. And here's a reminder. We are here to help you build the design business of your dreams, whether it's creating compelling proposals, attracting 10K clients, pricing your design services, improving your portfolio, reaching six figures and beyond, or helping you stand out. We've got you covered. I invite you to join over 1,000 designers in my signature 12-week program, The Profitable Designer. Visit aventiveacademy.com/profit. And also, don't forget to hit that subscribe button. That way, you'll be the first to know when each new episode drops so you never miss out on future content. Until next time, be sure to connect with us on Instagram at Aventive Academy, where we share valuable business tips, stories, and resources for brand, graphic, and web design business owners. Bye for now. Your host, Katie Sandell.